It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. So here's the deal today. We got a couple of peeks for you at some new tech. And no, not the iPhone 5. You're going to have to wait a few more days on that one. This is gee-whiz, maybe creepy tech that's right around the corner. And we start in Texas, where schools are testing out radio frequency ID, or RFID tags, that allow easy identification and tracking of students. David Kravitz is a staff writer for Wired. He says schools are using the tech to try to get more money from the government, which pays schools by the number of students that show up.
The old school method was if you weren't in your chair, then they had no way of knowing you were on campus, right? But now with these RFID tags, which they also use to track cattle, now that they know you're there. And so hence, they can legally charge the state for you being there, plain and simple.
With the tags, a school could count a kid, even if she's dawdling on the way to class. As you might guess, schools putting radio frequency ID tags on kids does not go over well with privacy experts. Mark Rotenberg heads the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
It's controversial because it will reveal the student, the child's name, and also their location. It's a little bit like putting a beacon on top of somebody that says, this is my name and this is where I am. And I think for a lot of families, that may not be too comforting.
He says you got to ask whether the benefits here outweigh the risks.
Particularly for young children, it's a good idea to teach them to think a little bit about when they're disclosing their personal information.
There's another reason the tags might not be such a brilliant solution. They open up the potential to some Ferris Bueller-style extracurricular activities.
Bueller.
I could actually just slip my tag to my friend and go play hooky out back, huh?
Yes, indeed. As with all technological solutions, there are always workarounds. And I think one of the things that clever kids will figure out is they can always give their tag to a friend and have them both sitting in class while one is out at the movies.
Mark Rotenberg heads the Electronic Privacy Information Center. And now, one more story from the files of our futuristic, kind of disturbing present. This one, we start on the racetrack.
Set.
And they put him to the start, and Blake has gone off, and so has Bolt. These two now ahead of the rest of the field, and Usain Bolt is absolutely flying around the top bend into the straight.
But wait, what's that? A four-footed robot running faster than Usain Bolt. The machine making the sound is a four-legged cheetah robot. Created by Boston Dynamics, with help from the military's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA program, the robot clocked 28.3 miles an hour in the lab, topping Usain Bolt's 27.78 miles per hour best. Scientists are planning to test an unleashed version outdoors next year. Just imagine a metal animal-like thing racing toward you. Maybe we do want the radio frequency ID tags for these guys, just in case. We've got a video of the super speedy cheetah robot on our website, marketplacetech.org. And we want to say a big hello and welcome to our new listeners on Boston Public Radio, WGBH. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.